We also go out on CJSF Radio 90.1 in the Vancouver area on Tuesday nights. So, Lisa, if you want to listen again, Tuesday nights, 90.1 FM. Not many people have FM radios these days, so maybe in the car. But I was listening to, actually, myself. I was coming back from the Matteo Manusco gig last week, and it was around 10 o'clock, so I tuned in to myself. It's always funny to hear yourself on FM. I always get a kick out of it. I don't know why, but I get a kick out of myself listening to myself on FM radio. Streaming doesn't mean a big deal to me, but when I listen to my voice driving down the road, it just does something. I don't know what. Anyway, Matteo Mancusco concert was at the Rickshaw last Tuesday. I've been very busy with the jazz festival all last weekend. I was out there five days, the volunteering at the Vancouver Jazz Festival down at Granville Island at the Ocean Artworks. Saw some great performances. And then I was out at Princeton for a gravel bike race. So anyway, let's get back into the music. We're going to finish off the Sky stuff with a track called Watching the Airplanes as my phone starts to ring. And this is Sky and Watching the Airplanes right here on Transatlantic Express. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague. We'll be right back.
Listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope you're enjoying the show. A big hello to Lisa. I'm having a good chat with Lisa. I hope she's doing all right. It's the 4th of July. 4th of July. The colony. Ungrateful colony. they're celebrating their independence from us British. What can you tell them? You should have stuck with us, friends, cousins, relatives. You should have stuck with us. I think you'd have been better off in the long run. So we are listening to the Motors. Now, Motors are considered one of, like, the pub bands that did well around the late 70s, early 80s. And there was a number of bands, like, in that category that did well. Now, the big hit single was Airport, and I think they had a hit with another one with, what was it called? Forget About You. And then I kind of left the UK around 1981, late 1980. So they might have had some other hits after that. But, it's kind of that kind of mid-rock thing there was around that time. There's a number of bands out, London-based usually. But I like them. I like Airport. It was a great single. Kind of a bit of a ELO vibe to it, I would say. So we're playing tracks from their first album, Approved by the Motors. It came out in 1978, I believe. The tracks you heard so far are Breathless, which is just the one we just heard. You beat the hell out of me. Do